Hare Krishna. When clarification causes confusion, the culprit is preconception. Sometimes when we ask some questions and get some answers, although those answers are meant to clarify, at the end of the question answer session, we, instead of getting clarification, feel confusion. Whenever such a thing happens, we have to understand that the problem is not with the clarification, it is with our preconception, which is distorting the clarification, trying to fit it into categories in which it doesn't fit. Let's look at the Bhagavad Gita itself to understand this. At the start of the Gita, Arjuna was confused about what course of action should I follow. And not knowing what to do, he surrendered to Krishna and asked him, should I fight or should I not fight? So Arjuna had only these two options in mind, action or renunciation. Krishna, in the second chapter, when he gives the answer, talks about a third option, action with renunciation, or renunciation in action. That means, do action, but do it in a renounce mood, without attachment to the fruits of work. So, because Arjuna is caught up in his two options, he feels confused. Krishna, you are recommending light, recommending knowledge, recommending renunciation, and then still you are asking me to fight. It's confusing. So in the third chapter, at the start he asks in verses 1 and 2, Krishna, you are giving equivocal seeming instructions. Please tell me, tatekam vada nishchitya yena shreyoham apnyam. Tell me one thing which will be good for me. So then in third and fourth chapters, Krishna answers much more systematically, and he in the course of the second, third and fourth chapters, Krishna basically introduces the concept of Atma, which is beyond the body entirely, taking the whole discussion to a much higher and deeper level than what Arjuna is conceiving. Although Arjuna has some understanding that there is some aspect of us that continues to exist. That's why in the first chapter he also refers to Narake Nyatam Vaso. He talks about Swarga also, Nakangshevi. He talks about how I do not desire, I will go to hell if I fight with the Kauravas. And even if by winning, I won't even desire Swarga, what to speak of this world. So he has an understanding that there is something which exists beyond this world. But his conception is bodily based. That means, okay, I as a body will suffer even in the next life if my loved ones have suffered over here. So that the soul's life is radically different from the body's is not understood by Arjuna. And then, so Krishna introduces the system of Atma, how the soul is radically, distinctively different from the body. And then he talks about the concept of yoga. Yoga essentially means connection. So the various methods by which we can connect with the spiritual level of reality, where we originally belong, and from where we have become estranged, disconnected, because of our bodily misidentification. And then he slowly takes a discussion, he hints it in the second chapter, and speaks it a little more directly in the third and fourth chapters. He talks about Bhakti Yoga. So especially 4.9, 4.10, he talks about the yoga of love at the level of Atma. And he says, this is the most expeditious way by which Arjuna can combine both action and renunciation. There is renunciation of the world as an independent, as an object of independent enjoyment, but there is action in the world for the service of the Supreme Lord, for His pleasure. And in this way, renunciation from the world, but action in the world for the pleasure of Krishna. This integrates both the virtues of action, which is natural for us, and the virtue of renunciation, that it brings about liberation, it frees us from bondage. It integrates both these virtues in the smoothest express way back to the spiritual level of reality. So even after describing this, again at the end of the fourth chapter, or at the start of the fifth chapter, Arjuna is confused. And at this confusion, he asks again the same question. Sanyasam karmanam krishna punaryogam cha samshasit chreya etayorekam. So he says, sanyasam karmanam krishna. First you tell me to take sanyas, then you tell me to perform karma. Please tell me, what should I be doing? So Krishna tells then afterwards, he gives further clarification. And the discussion goes on and on. It goes into much, much deeper aspects. And Krishna gives a systematic analysis which addresses all of Arjuna's doubts. And then clearly Arjuna starts understanding that this is that I shouldn't keep my thinking only bipolar. Either this or this. Action or renunciation. Yes, they are two are there, but they are like the extremes of pendulums. There is a mean position, there is a central position. That is action with renunciation, or renunciation and action. And that is Bhakti Yoga. So Arjuna eventually understands this, and then he expresses his freedom from doubts at the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.73, when he says, Nashto Moha, all my illusion is gone. And then he surrenders to Krishna. Karishye vachinam tava, I will do your will. So in this way, Arjuna demonstrates, and Krishna demonstrates to Arjuna, how we can also eventually get clarification. So often, when we are trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita, understand Krishna's message, understand Krishna's love, at that time, our thinking is caught up in certain conceptual cupboard. We think in terms of limited framework. And that's why many times what Krishna is saying and how Krishna is acting for our good is not very easily apparent for us. It seems to bewilder. And he says, I'm trying to serve Krishna, but actually... And Krishna says that by serving you will become happy, but I'm getting more problems. What is happening? Yeah. Then actually, if we, the skeptics who cannot understand Krishna's words or Krishna's actions, they just deride Krishna and they reject him. And they say that, okay, these words have no meaning, there is no such God, or this God is immoral or whatever. God is uncaring. And like that, they basically reject Krishna, and therefore they miss the empowerment that Krishna's words can offer. But devotees, instead of doing like this, choose to surrender to Krishna, choose to go deeper into their relationship with Krishna, and they are patient. They know that even if I can't understand immediately, let me be patient and let me try to inquire and let me try to humbly perform devotional service. This will attract Krishna's grace. And seeing our persistence and patience, which express our humility as well as our desire to, intense desire to attain Krishna, to understand Krishna, to love Krishna. So, Krishna by His grace will remove all confusion, resolve all apparent contradictions, and then by His grace, clear understanding will shine through, as it happened to Arjuna also. So, by Krishna's grace, what will happen is, we will see there is no contradiction in what Krishna is telling, but there are preconceptions within us which are causing those contradictions. And preconception is the limited scope of our thinking. By Krishna's grace, that preconception will be removed, and then we will be able to delight in the glory of Gita wisdom and the glory of Krishna and His love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.